Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Good day to Grenada, Caracou, Peter Martinique, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. It's a joy and a pleasure to be with you once again. Welcome to Inside Finance. There is always something very interesting to talk about, as you know, every week, letting us know what is happening within the Ministry of Finance and the government here in Grenada. Today we'll be talking about taxed and inside finance. You know, amnesty, they're going to tell us about that. And they have Mr. Ferran Penny, who is the tax inspector and supervisor of assessment, and Miss Corinne Maureen Alexander.
Karine Maureen Alexander,
public relations officer within that area of her work. And they are very much going to tell us what will be happening inside Inland Revenue today, the department division, and talking about filing for amnesty and what they have for us in that. We'll see. I'm sure there are some of you longing to have some amnesty from the government. We'll see what happens with that. We take a word from our sponsors, we come back and be talking with them.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
All right, welcome back, folks. Thank you for joining me here today. Welcome to Karine.
Yes.
And to Mr. Ferran. How are you doing today?
We are doing well.
Yes, we're fine.
You're sure you all are fine?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course you all are. All you dressed in your nice Inland Revenue T-shirt, you know, what? Inland Revenue Department.
Yes.
And all you're ready for us.
Yes, of we're course. Ready.
All you're ready. No, but I must compliment, the Inland Revenue Department, the work you all have been doing in the past year. There's a big change in how you all approach people, how you all deal with the customers. It's more customer-friendly. Why is that so?
Well, it's important that we are customer-friendly because we want people to not be afraid of the division, but embrace us. Well, let us work together. Let us do this together.
Because you used to make us afraid of you.
The more friendly we are, the more compliant we believe the taxpayers
will be. So,
that is true, because people are more willing to come in and talk about their situation than they're afraid to come and talk with you. And you want them to come and talk with you.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. Now, let's start with this. It is my understanding an annual stamp tax filing amnesty is on the way at the Inland Revenue Department. Explain to us what this tax amnesty is all about.
Well, the amnesty is really for the annual stamp tax.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a tax imposed on taxpayers whereby they are required to pay a percentage of the gross receipts for the year. That could be their gross sales, investment income, rental income, interest income, dividend, royalties. Whatever gross receipts you had for the year, you are required to pay a percentage of that. The amnesty is for the taxpayers to get an opportunity to file the annual stamp tax they have not filed for the past years. And upon filing, they will not be given a penalty, filing penalty. They will not be charged a filing penalty.
So the interest that you accumulated for not filing, you're saying that they will not have to pay that?
You still have to pay the interest, but the penalty will be waived.
Okay, what is the penalty? Well, I mean, what do you have as a penalty? Explain
it's,
that.
It's filing penalty.
Yes,
filing. If you don't file,
mm-hmm.
there is a penalty.
What is that penalty?
That penalty is at least $100.
Uh-huh.
Or 10%.
Of the total amount?
Of the total amount. Well, that was...
That's for the years in question.
This that was for the years in question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From 1st of May 2016,
mm-hmm.
there was a Tax Administration Act whereby the penalty is now at least $500.
Okay.
Or 5% of the amount you're owing, whichever is greater. Mm-hmm. So the minimum is $500 or 5% of the amount you're owing, whichever is greater. So if the 5% is less than $500, you pay the $500. And there's $100 applied or charged to your account each month after you did not file.
All right, so let me go back a bit. What is this annual stamp tax? Explain that to me.
Well, as Mr. Penny said, it's a percentage charged on your gross receipts, as he said, sales and other things, right? And the tax for any given year is calculated on the gross receipts of the previous year. So, for instance, we're in 2017 now. If you're paying your stamp tax for 2017, it would be based on 2016 gross receipts.
So who have to pay that stamp tax?
Business owners.
Business
owners. Yeah, businesses. Owners. Businesses. This tax is applied to businesses.
Right.
But the amnesty that we have now, it's, well, I said businesses will be benefiting from that. And it's for the years 2013, 2014, and 2015.
Okay, not 2016?
Not 2016. And not 2017. It's just for 13, yes, 13, that's 14, and 15.
So yes. So why you just didn't give us
and
up to...
We should say the tax periods.
Your tax periods. So
13, 14, and 15.
And 15,
because
okay.
the actual years will be 12, 13, and 14.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the years the amnesty is for.
Is for, yes.
So if our business come in to pay my stamp tax,
mm-hmm.
I will not charge the penalties.
Yeah, your penalties for that year
will not be applied.
Filing, and we have to emphasize it's filing penalty.
Yes.
Will be waived.
Will be waived,
yes.
But I have to pay the interest, accumulated.
Yes.
And the payment penalty.
And the payment penalty. Mm-hmm. So what amnesty you really given me? Now?
It saves filing. You, it saves you the penalty on the filing.
Okay. Which is $100 for each month I didn't file.
Right now it will be $500 plus $100 each month you did not file.
That's what's current.
Current. So if I didn't file for the whole of 2013 and 2014, that's $2,400 plus $500?
No, as of May 1st last year. Uh-huh. So that's $500 plus...
So what the amnesty speaks to now is 2012, 2013, 2014.
And you're filing it today.
Today.
So the Tax Administration Act will apply, which is $500 plus $100 June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January,
mm-hmm.
February,
mm-hmm.
March, April. We have like $900 plus the $500.
Oh, so it's only that for last year.
From last year,
the $100 is applied.
It's not $100.
Well, explain to me, because I am lost and my listeners will be lost too.
All right, don't be lost.
Okay.
Let's take it for example, you're filing today.
Mm-hmm.
Under normal circumstances, you will be charged $500.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll be charged $500
mm-hmm.
plus $100 from May 1st last year to today.
Okay.
For every month.
That
May, June, July, $100 right. is applied to your account every month.
Right.
Until now. Until now.
And then I also have to pay $500, which is fixed.
Which is fixed.
Right. What happened to the previous years?
That is for the previous years, current, that is... What is
the 100,
in effect
right now? The $100 every month?
Exactly.
Oh.
But it starts from May 1st last year.
Last year.
Exactly.
So what's about the 2013, 2014?
2013, 2014, these years will be just interest accumulating on your account.
On my account. So I wouldn't be paying the $100.
No, you would not be paying the $100 for all these from back then.
Okay. All right. So it's just current.
$100 will start as of May 1st to now.
Okay. May 1st, 2016.
16.
To 2017.
2017.
Okay.
All so right. That is for the filing penalty.
That's the filing penalty. So that is
what the amnesty is about.
It's about. Okay. It's just for that.
Just for that.
Just to give us a little encouragement.
Yes. Well,
it's a big savings.
A big savings, yeah. But the really big money, it is the tax, is the interest. You, it's how the big money is.
We want to meet you halfway. Can I give you the whole thing? But we want to meet you halfway. Yeah. At least we give you the waive the penalty, so you have a chance not to pay the interest.
And for those years, there is the first $30,000. You will pay nothing on the first $30,000.
Okay. So if you owe more than $30,000,
you pay above.
Above $30,000.
$30,000.
That's if I'm owing or if I didn't...
That's if your gross receipts...
Oh, it's more than $30,000.
It's more than $30,000.
Yes. Okay, so if I make $40,000, I would only pay on $10,000.
No, you'll pay on $40,000.
On $40,000?
Yes. But if you make $29,000, you would have nothing to pay.
I mean, nothing to pay. That's interesting. So if I make $40,000... All right, I had to pay on everything.
Yes.
And if I only make $29,500, I pay nothing?
You would not pay anything.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay. All right, so that's an interesting one because I would think that you would pay on the only on the $10,000.
No, you only pay on sales exceeding $30,000.
You only pay on sales exceeding $30,000. So if I'm paying on sale exceeding $30,000, is it then that just paying for from 31 to 40, I'm paying sale on that $10,000?
No.
I'm paying on everything.
You're paying on the $40,000.
On the $40,000. Okay. That one is interesting. That one's very interesting. Okay. Now, Karine, right?
Yes, sir.
I have it right. Miss Karen, I always get her name wrong a little bit. Right. Now, who stand to benefit from this tax amnesty?
Businesses and businesses that have not been filing for the years 2013, 2014, 2015. These are the persons.
2013, that, yes, 2014.
For the tax period 2013, 2014, 2015. This would be the financial years 2012, 2013, 2014.
Okay.
Because as we said earlier, the tax is calculated based on your previous, based on the previous year.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So pretty much those are the people that would benefit.
Yes.
Now, what is the duration of this amnesty that is offered?
Okay, so it's ongoing. It started June 1st and it will go up to August 31st.
Okay, June 1st to August 31st. So you pretty much have another 2 months.
Yes.
Really, to be able to file after August 31st, it ends.
Yes.
And it go back to life as normal.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Ferran.
Yeah.
To you. What are the rates used for the period under which the amnesty applied?
The rates are
0.25%
and 0.5%. 0.25% from 30,000 to 100,000, and above that you pay 0.5%.
Okay, so you pay 0.2%.
0.25%.
0.25% above.
So from the 30,000 to the 100, because remember the first 30, you will not pay anything on.
Right.
So from the 30,000 to $100,000, you will pay 0.25%.
Right.
And above that, you will pay 0.5%.
0.5%.
Of your gross receipts.
That's above 100,000.
Yes. Anything that goes above 100,000, you pay 0.5%.
All right. So... Is it the people to benefit most from that? Is it the small businesses from this amnesty that you're having?
No.
Mm.
All taxpayers benefit.
All, across the board.
Of course.
Once you are a non-filer, then you will benefit.
Okay.
Because you will get the amnesty.
The penalties
being waived.
Mm-hmm.
For filing.
For filing. All right. I just want to go back a bit because I'm still having a difficulty in understanding something here.
Right.
About the filing of if my gross is under 30,000.
Exactly.
I'm not paying.
No.
I'm not paying anything.
No, you're not paying anything.
In stamp tax.
No.
Right? I'm not paying anything. If my gross go above 30,000, I am paying on everything.
Yes.
Wow. So that's interesting. So you want me to grow. So under 30,000, I do not pay. But once I cross 30,000, I begin to pay on the entire amount.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that is clear because I'm just wondering how do we clearly define in the understanding of how do we work through the bits and pieces that we need to help persons to understand what
exactly
we are doing, because your whole objective here, mm-hmm, it is to get businesses to begin to file,
exactly,
and begin to apply themselves in working through the process of making sure that one, they file, two, they pay their taxes, three, you educate them on what need to be done.
Exactly.
Okay. Where can the filing done? Where do I come to do my filing?
Okay. You can come and file at the Inland Revenue. We're located on the Carnage in the Ministry of Finance. You can also file.
Where is the Ministry of Finance located?
The Ministry of Finance is on the Carnage.
Which place on the Carnage?
At the Carnage at the end, or before Nawasa.
Okay, good. Everybody go to pay the Nawasa.
Upstairs the Treasury. A lot of people are familiar with the Treasury.
Yeah, the Treasury. Because I know a lot of people have gone to the Botanic Garden. They say, no, it's not here.
Yeah,
right.
So it's upstairs, the Treasury office. You come up the stairs and you go to the taxpayer services there. So you could file there. You could also file at the district revenue offices in the various parishes. We have one in each parish.
So could you tell me, where are they located? Do you know where they are located? If you can give me some information, because if I'm in Grenville, where is Grenville?
Grenville is in Grenville. I'm not quite sure where they're
Grenville
located.
Grenville is in Grenville. I like that.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
So
Victoria.
Uh-huh.
Sauter's office is in the bus terminal in St. Patrick.
Right.
And Guav is
right in
yeah.
Guav.
So
all right,
you will see they have signs up. You will see.
And Karakou also has an office.
Yes, Karakou also has an office.
Okay, so each parish. What about St. David?
St. David, City Esperance, upstairs the police station.
Okay, yes. There is an office there.
Yes.
So persons don't necessarily have to come to
St. George's.
St. George's to go and file and pay their taxes.
They can do it in the various parishes, in the district revenue offices. And they could also file online as well.
Okay.
Through our e-services platform.
Right. So which maybe talk to us about that, Farhan, about the computer. How is it computed?
The tax.
Right. But before, just about file online, how do you do that?
Okay, you first have to register to be an e-user, and then you go along the process. There are instructions online that you need to follow, and they will tell you exactly what to do.
So where do I go online to find that information?
eservices.gov.gd.
Say that slow. You're speaking too fast.
eservices.
.gov.
.vo. G-O-V.
G-O-V.
.gd.
.gd.
Yes.
Okay. So it's eServices
.gov.gd. Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's where you go to get the information in terms
yes.
of if you want to be
to file online.
File on online. Could you also pay online?
Yes, you can. You can pay.
Okay, you can make your payment.
Yes.
What? Y'all have modernized, man. All your business. Wow. Okay.
You have to make it easier for the taxpayers.
Well, I'm very, very happy. Now, so Farhan Benny, talk to us about how is it computed? How do you calculate all of these things?
Well, the computation is basically simple. As I said, the rate is 0.25. Above $30,000 to $100,000. So then you will, if you're making, for example, $40,000, you will apply 0.25% to $40,000. $40,000 times 0.25%. That should give you like $100.
Okay.
Which brings a point to mind. If you're making less than that $40,000, most likely you will be charged, or your calculation will be less than $100. But that $100 will still be the minimum.
Yes.
It still would be
the minimum tax.
It is the minimum tax.
$100 is the minimum.
Right. So that's for businesses. So in other words, let's say I'm a company grossing $500,000.
Then you apply. Then you apply 0.5%.
Which would give me a total about what, five?
We have to pull a calculator.
Okay. All right. So pretty much. So
$500, maybe.
So then it would be. 0.5% of 500.
That might be $2,500.
Right. So,
calculator?
All right, here's a calculator. I can't see the numbers on that on my phone. See if you could calculate it. We are calculating the figures there to see there what amount it is.
$2,500.
So you were correct. So
yeah.
If I'm making my gross as a business is $500,000 a year, it means I would pay $2,500. That in stamp tax.
Stamp tax.
Right. Just quickly though, what other taxes businesses have to pay?
Businesses have to pay corporate income tax.
Yeah, that's if you're a company. If you're a company, then you pay CIT, which is a corporation income tax.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Explain this two different things. So if you're a business, you say, I'm talking about business,
yes.
What is the other one?
Well, businesses
we have different
operated
types of businesses. You have sole traders, you have companies, you have incorporations,
right.
You have joint businesses, you have partnerships.
Right, but if you're incorporated, you pay a different tax too.
Yes, you pay a different rate.
Corporations, for example, will have to pay corporate income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses normally operate as individuals,
mm-hmm.
or limited, or you will say unlimited liability in technical terms. But
right.
Some businesses are registered under the individual name.
Mm-hmm.
And may have a trading name, but in Inland Revenue, the registration is under the individual name. Therefore, that person is like a sole trader operating business.
Okay.
If it's cooperated, is that when they form a corporation, then they will be entitled to pay corporate income tax.
Mm-hmm.
As a sole trader,
mm-hmm.
you will have to pay the personal income tax. So the profits of your business will have to be incorporated as a personal income.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
As a sole trader. So as a person who has an individual, who have an individual business, you then paying taxes as a sole trader,
yes.
and not as a corporation.
Not as a corporation.
Which is different.
Which
yes.
is different.
And which tax are higher. Well, then you pay more taxes because then the business that is incorporated to pay the stamp tax and the corporation tax.
The sole trader have to pay stamp tax also.
The sole trader has to pay stamp tax as well.
Also.
Right, but then they don't have to pay the corporation tax.
No, they pay the profits under PIT, personal income tax.
Yes.
The personal income
so
tax.
Only if you're incorporated,
okay.
that's when you pay the corporation
because
income.
Because under
tax.
Both taxes, you pay based on the profit.
Oh, okay.
Corporate
okay.
income tax is you pay 30% of your profit.
Of your profit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the person who has a sole trader?
They will pay, it's two rates, 15
mm-hmm.
and 30% under the PIT, personal income tax.
So there is two rates under the personal income tax. Explain the two rates for me quickly.
15% between 3,000 and 5,000. If you're earning between 3,000 and 5,000, you pay 15%. Above 5,000, 30%.
Okay, so, all right, so, and that come with my total salary at the end of the month?
That come with your total salary at the end of the month.
Okay, you pay 30% of that. Wow, interesting. All right, so at least, pretty much, I hope, I think I'm clear now on one day. Just repeat for me this. So the amnesty is...
it's a filing amnesty.
It's a filing amnesty.
It's happening right now on annual stamp tax. It started June 1st, and it ends on August 31st.
Right, and...
And amnesty takes care of your filing penalty. You will not be charged filing penalties.
Right, you will not be charged filing penalty, and that happens... for the next 2 months, really. It started the 1st of June.
Yes, it started the 1st of June.
And it ended. The end.
August 31st.
All right. Yeah. Anything?
So we are encouraging the non-filers that have not filed for the tax periods 2013, 2014, 2015. We're encouraging you to come into the Inland Revenue and, you know, handle your business.
Local
palace.
Take the opportunity.
Come in. If you have any problems or major problems, you could speak to one of our officers. They will talk with you. We can see how we can, you know,
handle your business.
We have good taxpayer service, so just come in and
I could see that the service is better now, the money better too. I hear all you're making surpluses and the monitor of things. Business good, but it's good.
We're working hard.
It's good, and
we're engaging the taxpayers, and they're coming forth, and that's what we want.
And I must commend you all. You all have been doing a great job. You're all smiling more. They didn't vex with us no more. They could have been tax. All you're trying to bankrupt your business no more. All you're trying to work with us to make sure you're okay. And I think it's a very good approach. I want to commend the ministry and commend you all for what you all have been doing. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, you've been listening to Farron Penny, who is the tax inspector and supervisor of assessment, and Miss
Karine Maureen Alexander,
public relation officer. They all from the Inland Revenue Department, talking to us about the tax amnesty that is available, the filing amnesty that is available, and make yourself of your businesses. Go in and talk with them. Is there a phone number a person could call if they need to?
Yes, they can call 440-3556 or 435-1905.
Just say it a bit slow again for me.
440-3556 or 435-1905. They can also email us on gndird@ird.gd, and you'll be sure to get a response from us.
Okay.
They can also call 435-6945.
Okay, great. Yeah, both of them. They have a whole lot of numbers in the ministry. Thank you so much again. I really enjoyed chatting with you, and thanks for the explanation. I'm better educated on filing, I would say, and I'm sure my listeners are. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. I'm Stanford Simon. You have been listening to a program of Inside Finance here with Mr. Farron Penny, who is a tax inspector and supervisor of assessment, and Ms. Karine Maureen Alexander, public relation officer within the Ministry of Inland Revenue Department. They're all doing what they have to do, and the Ministry of Finance have been doing very well in ensuring that we get information to us. Thank you again. God bless you. Join me here next week at the same time. You can go to the website, sgbcgrenada.com. This program will be uploaded there.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.